Well, look, they weren't going to win them all. And last year they were 1-1 as well. And they had a disappointing home. Well, last year was the home opener. This is the second game, but they were 1-1 after that loss to Seattle a year ago. And now we are processing another game two loss, this time to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Which, look, I mean, the Lions open with back-to-back playoff teams, and going 2-0 wasn't going to be easy. And here it is, manifested. That was not easy, that game yesterday with the Buccaneers. Unfortunately, it was a very winnable game. There are some things that need to get corrected, mostly offensively. And I think the people that spent the last couple of years building up credibility offensively are certainly capable of turning this thing around. And I don't think panic is necessary in Detroit today.
It's not necessary. Nobody needs to panic, but people can be upset and frustrated with what they saw. I am. But I also keep it in the back of my mind. Well, they're a really good football team.
Yeah, it's kind of expected though, right? It's kind of expected that at some point during the year, you're going to get frustrated.
Yes, they're going to lose football games. This was one. I didn't expect them to lose given with the injuries that Tampa was dealing with. I didn't expect the Lions were going to struggle offensively to get the ball in the end zone when they're playing without Winfield and Kancey and some other players on the defense. I just didn't think that was going to be possible. But it happened. They struggled mightily in the red zone. And it's not panic, but it's a concern because it's 2 weeks in a row that we haven't really seen Sam Laporta be a big part of this offense. And he was a huge part of this offense last year. And I think, you know, it's just as simple as, hey, man, they took him out. Their game plan was great. And they took him away from what we wanted to do. We had to look elsewhere. Or is it something else? Is it, you know, Sam is still recovering from training camp injuries and being banged up there that we've got him on the field because he's Sam Laporta, but really he's just being used as a decoy? I don't know.
I don't have any long-term like concerns with this team. I'm really, really disappointed they lost. I'm not even mad. I'm just extremely disappointed in how they played from, you know, Campbell, Ben Johnson, Jared Goff. The Laporta thing, Gator, I think is a Jared Goff issue. As far as, I mean, I don't have long-term concerns, but I think the first 2 weeks we haven't seen Laporta because Jared Goff hasn't been that good the first 2 weeks. And there were times yesterday Laporta was open, but he wasn't the first read, or Goff didn't look to him or whatever. And I'm sure other teams are more focused on Laporta as well. I think it's a combination of the two. Long-term, I think for the season, it will be fine. But Goff hasn't been the greatest the first 2 weeks. And that's hurting, I think, Laporta's numbers right now.
No, he has not been up to his standards or for any of our standards in the first 2 weeks. And there were times he looked brilliant yesterday. That 50-yard pass to Jameson Williams early in the game was absolutely spot-on perfect. Passes he made late in the game to the sidelines, both to Kennedy and, not to Kennedy, but to Patrick and to Jameson Williams on both sidelines were perfect passes that the receivers just didn't toe tap and stay in bounds.
I don't know if I'd agree with that. They were both, especially the one to Jamo. I think he had to go high to get it and couldn't get his feet in bounds.
I thought it was a really well-thrown football. And on that second-to-last drive, I mean, they start off with a lot of completions to a lot of different receivers, and then but then they get inside the red zone, and it's stalled.
Negative plays are a problem. Al is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Al?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Y'all all right this morning?
Yes, yep. We are.
Hey, I look at it like this, man. Our coach, he took accountability. It was a loss. Just like Hutch said, it's one game early. Get it out the way. But the bottom line is, Goff is Goff. He's not Davis Warren, so we ain't got to worry about that. You know, so we just relax and just, you know, play to our strength, and we should be all right. But we got to stop every time a loss come up, man, and we jump on the bandwagon about replacing the quarterback and all this other crazy stuff. Just stay the course because we still got the thing that's the goal is to get to the Super Bowl. So I still got them going 13-4. So we just need to relax, calm down, you know. And I'm chumping us as fans because I did that yesterday myself. You know, I was like, you know, a little upset, but I said, nah, let me just stay the course, you know, and just worry about the next game and take it from there.
Well, there's a pretty long track record. A lot of the people who have not been making plays or not been making the correct calls, there's a pretty long track record of them being able to do so. There's punch and there's counterpunch. If teams are doing something, and I thought that Tampa had a brilliant defensive game plan to keep everything inside and in front. There was a one time that Jameel got loose early in the game, but it looked like a ton of zone defense after that, where it was all inside and in front, and Goff wanting to go downfield. He wanted to go downfield, but had to look at his second and third options because Tampa was trying very hard to take it away. And, all right, so what do you do to counter that? It doesn't help when you get behind and you're kind of forced into catch-up situations. I think your attitude is appropriate, and I'm kind of in the same camp. Is long track record for some guys to be able to do it, and that's where my belief is rooted in. They've done a lot to earn. They've earned my trust. I'm talking about Goff and Ben Johnson specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know they're capable of so much better. We saw it. We've seen it. Not just last year, the year before. We've seen it.
And it's not like Goff is 35 years old. It's not like Ben Johnson's near the end. He's still young.
No, but here's what's what does get a little bit concerning is that you outplay a team like you did yesterday, and you failed to win the game because you didn't convert in the red zone. Mm-hmm. And then you look at what happened in the game against the Rams. You beat up Matthew Stafford, and they hung in there, and you really had to struggle to win the game, but you won the game. And then you watch what Arizona did to the Rams yesterday. It just decimated the Rams. And that's who the Lions play again next week, is they play at Arizona. And you start to think, it creeps in your mind, are they going to start off 1-2? Not that it's the worst thing in the world, but you start to
it's a real possibility.
Negative thoughts going in your head about where is this team at? They have to straighten out a lot of things. It's not like, oh, well, you need one thing to work on. I think they got to work on a lot.
I mean, if you think Baker Mayfield is elusive, Kyler Murray's like chasing a 4-year-old on steroids around on the field. It's insane. Like that, he had a perfect passer rating yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And they went after him. They just couldn't get to him. And then now he finds Marvin Harrison Jr. finally, because week one, Harrison Jr. wasn't anywhere to be found. Week two, he finds him twice to the end zone. That's why I'm so disappointed, guys. I thought the game, I believe in Ben Johnson, Jared Goff. I thought they'd make some better adjustments during the game. I agree with attacking the secondary, but when that wasn't working and everything was kind of clogged up, run the ball between the tackles more, you know?
Next up is Devin in Detroit on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Devin?
How's it going, fellas? How's it going, gang?
Hey, all right. Hey.
Let's get started. Hey, I just want to call and tell everybody to chill out, because I've been a fan for 30 years, and I know that's half a lifetime of all you guys. I'm a pimp squeak. I'm a kid to all you guys. But, God, leave. What we saw yesterday, can we take a deep breath and realize that we finally have that defensive line, we have that secondary that we've been begging for 10 years with the horrible management skills, the horrible all-around skills that we've been gifted on just being laughed at in the NFL, and we're worried about one loss? That doesn't add up to me in the aspect as a fan, especially seeing what we saw. And we got to take in all the accountabilities and all the things that we don't have this year that we had last year. We no longer have Josh Reynolds on the line. Versus J-Mo, it's going to take time to get used to that. Not having Goff's safety net is showing. And him having to get used to using all his receivers instead of doing two check downs, seeing Josh Reynolds or seeing St. Brown right there, now he has to go through all his reads. That's going to take time. The one polarizing factor is that we have a defense that can hold teams to 20 points. Do people understand that we have held two playoff teams under 20 points in the last two games with a defense that we've been begging for since Dan Campbell got in here? We've been crucifying Aaron Glenn since he's gotten here. And now he has all those tricks and schemes. We're going to be okay, people. Take a deep breath. We are not the Green Bay Packers. And sure luck, we're not the Bears. Because last night, if anybody had any kind of therapy, watching the Bears lose and close.
Yeah, they appear to have some problems. Losing. I mean, look, you're right. The one thing I think people need to understand are that I can guarantee that the Lions have their share of concerns and have a to-do list of things they need to correct. They're probably not out down there patting each other on the back that everything's going great.
No.